My dear brethren, fellow workers, in the great cause of Christ, I pray that I may be guided by the good spirit that has been with us throughout this day. In the few words I may say, I should like to comment just a little on a theme which was placed before us by President Clausen. This conference coincides, so it happens, with the 50th anniversary of the dedication of the Great Salt Lake Temple. That beautiful edifice, made of granite, lifting its spires heavenward, is an evidence of the willingness of the Latter-day Saints to yield obedience to the will of God and to sacrifice in behalf of that cause. The work done in our temples represent the culmination of the obligations and the privileges and blessings of the priesthood. No man has completed, no woman with him, no man has completed the priesthood cycle until he has received the blessings that the temple has to offer. Now, it's sometimes thought that the work in the temple is for the aged and decrepit. Temple work is primarily, I was about to say, for those who are engaged in the active affairs of life, those who are right in the midst of life's battles, the young and the middle-aged, quite as much as those who are older and seek refuge in their old age in the blessings of the temple. The work in the temple is also for the dead. That we all know. Embedded in the temple endowment is perhaps the most glorious of all the principles given us in this day. The principle of universal salvation. We are all the children of God, his very children. And he desires to bring us all back into his presence, into his kingdom. He has no favorites, except as we ourselves, by our imperfect living, may defeat his very purpose. That's one of the great doctrines of the church, and unique and peculiar to this church. It's a challenging doctrine that though a man may fail to hear the gospel here upon this earth, though he may fail when he hears it to comprehend it, and yet may have the opportunity after the grave, after this life is over, to participate in the blessings of the gospel and to win his place in the kingdom of God. That's a great and a marvelous thought. Hope beyond the grave. Millions have died in sorrow and suffering, and those whom they left behind have sorrowed and suffered because they failed to understand that law, that great fundamental basic principle of the gospel. Now, this very important work, the prophet Joseph Smith is reported to have said, is so recorded and printed at least, that there's no more important work resting upon the Latter-day Saints than the work for which we have erected our temples. It's interesting to remember that in the book called The Doctrine and Covenants, the collection of the revelations given to the Lord, by the Lord to the prophet Joseph Smith, the oldest revelation, therefore the Vela the First, deals with this subject, and almost wholly and completely with that subject. It's a significant thing, or fact of history, that Brigham Young had not been in this valley more than 4 days. When he came on this block, in amidst the sagebrush, and placed his cane, "Here shall we build a temple to the Most High." They were hungry. They needed food. A hostile desert looked them in the face. And yet in the midst of those requirements, they turned almost first to the building of temples. We sometimes forget the importance of this work. It's a glorious thought that I and you, ordinary men, may do work here upon this earth, which is recognized in heaven, that we may be as saviors to those who have gone before. The Lord came down upon this earth, and in our behalf, in behalf of the whole race of God's children, did work which will bring us eternal joy and blessings. And so in a minor way, we, each one of us, may do work for the dead. We too may become saviors. Saviors on Mount Zion, we like to say. That is one of the glorious thoughts that should remain in the minds of Latter-day Saints. Now the Savior himself gave of himself, gave his very life that we might live. Sacrifice was his word, if not his word, his life. And sacrifice is the evidence of love. There is no love. There's no kindness. The splendid theme discussed by Bishop Ashton, except in terms of sacrifice, we love no one unless we sacrifice for them. We can always measure the degree of love that we possess for any man, any cause, by the sacrifice we make for it. Now the Lord gave his life to prove his love, in love, for his brethren and sisters, the human race. It may be that we should do the same, a little more vigorously than we have done. To take time to seek out genealogy, spend money for it. To take time to go to the temple. To spend money to get to the temple. Sacrifice. But sacrifice that lifts us into the likeness of God, the likeness of our elder brother. If we Latter-day Saints have any great ideal, it's our elder brother, the Lord Jesus Christ. And all we strive for, and all we hope for, and all we pray for, is become more and more like him as the days go by. Temple work gives form and substance to these fundamental principles and thoughts that belong to the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to dig deep to taste the sweetness of the gospel. We can't merely move about on the surface, but deep down into these eternal realities lies the real gift of the gospel. Now these are trying days, hard days, evil days. We don't dare to talk about them. Ugly days. And we stand helpless, as has been said here today, before these days. We need help. We need strength. We need guidance. Perhaps if we do our work in behalf of the unseen world will give us help. There are more in that world than there are here. There's more power and strength there than we have here upon this earth. We have but a trifle, and that trifle taken from the immeasurable power of God. And so my message to my brethren, the leaders of Israel, today is that in performing our duties, that we remember to give a good share of our time and thought and energy to the work for which this great temple and the other temples were erected. The story of the rising of the Salt Lake Temple, round by round, in the midst of the poverty and hardships and the persecution of our people, is one that will never be forgotten by Latter-day Saints, and which should be a great inspiration for us in our day. We don't want easy days. We want days, no matter how hard they may be, that lead us into the likeness of our brother, Jesus Christ, and into his presence and his Father. God bless us, prosper us in our work, make us capable to do the work which has been placed upon us, I pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.